Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new to this episode, each week on Wednesdays, I share my family's meal plan with you for the upcoming week. And I also have a blog post that goes along with this meal plan on my website at lolasfrugallife.com where you can find recipes for any of the, links for the recipes for any of the recipes that I mentioned during this episode. The reason I do this is because meal planning has saved me so much time and money, so I just share my meal plan with you in case maybe you might hear some recipes you might want to make, or maybe it'll just give you some motivation to sit down and get your meal plan together for the upcoming week. So this week's meal plan starts Saturday, December 3rd. So for Saturday, I'm going to be making chicken with mushrooms, prosciutto, and cream sauce. I have never made this recipe yet. It sounded good, and I downloaded it. This recipe is from allrecipes.com. It's basically made with chicken thighs and prosciutto and mushrooms and white wine and sour cream. And it's baked in a dish. There's obviously other steps to it that I'm not familiar with yet because I haven't made this recipe yet. But it sounded not too difficult, and it sounded like it would be good. So we're going to try that. And then I'm also going to make just some like linguine with butter to go with it, because I thought that the chicken with the mushrooms with the cream sauce would go good over top of the linguine. So that's what we're going to have for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing Instant Pot Chicken and Broccoli, which is from littlesunnykitchen.com. This is a really easy chicken and broccoli Instant Pot recipe. I think it comes out really good. My family likes it. Probably like the closest I've gotten to like a restaurant chicken and broccoli. It's not like restaurant chicken and broccoli. I don't know how to do that. It never comes out like if you order it from a Chinese restaurant. But it's pretty good. I think it's really good. And it's probably the closest I've gotten, I feel like, to something similar to that. And then I'm just going to do white rice on the side with that dish. So, you know, you could put the chicken and broccoli over top of white rice. And that will be for Sunday. For Monday, we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday. I feel like I might have mixed up the hamburgers, like I might have done 2 weeks in a row, but whatever. I got kind of messed up because the 1 week I was supposed to take out steak and then I accidentally took out hamburgers, so I got myself all messed up. But anyway, we're gonna get back on track now. So we're doing the hamburgers like we do every other Monday, and I don't have a recipe for that for the hamburgers. I just take ground beef and make it into patties and cook them up. And then I'm gonna be doing the oven fresh seasoned potato wedges from allrecipes.com, which is the side I always make with the hamburgers. It's basically just potatoes that you cut up in wedges, shake them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil and Parmesan cheese and seasoning, and bake them in the oven. They come out so good and easy. And then I'm just gonna do a can of pork and beans on the side with that. For Tuesday, I'm gonna be doing Southwest ground beef and sweet potato skillet, which is from recipe runner.com. I do a Taco Tuesday type Mexican meal for every, like a Mexican theme meal for every Tuesday. So that's what we're doing for this week. And then I'll usually just get a bag of like tortilla chips too, and it goes really well with the skillet meal. For Wednesday, we usually do some type of seafood. So this Wednesday, I'm going to be doing one pot garlic butter shrimp and orzo, which is from howsweeteats.com. And I made this recipe a few weeks back, and it was really good and pretty easy to make. So we're going to have that again. And then I'm going to make some frozen vegetables on the side, like the steam fresh kind that you just kind of throw in the microwave, just to go with that dish. And then for Thursday, I always do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner because I go grocery shopping and it just makes the meal prep a little bit quicker and easier after I'm done putting the groceries away. So this Thursday, we're going to be doing soup. I'm going to be making easy clam chowder, which is from damndelicious.net. I don't usually do grilled cheese when I make clam chowder because I serve it with the oyster crackers and it's kind of just like a filling meal, just eating the clam chowder with those crackers. But of course, if anyone in my family says they want grilled cheese, I'll just throw some together real quick because it's super easy. But otherwise, I just plan to do the clam chowder for that night. And then for Friday, I'm going to be doing one pot creamy pesto chicken pasta, which is from budgetbites.com. That's budgetbites.com. And this is just as it sounds. It's a one pot chicken, creamy chicken pesto pasta. It's basically like it's chicken and it's what do you call it? Penne pasta and spinach and like a cream sauce that's made with cream cheese and pesto and what else is in it? I forgot. It might be the cream cheese just that makes it creamy. Oh, and there's some milk in it too, and chicken broth. But it's a really easy one pot dish to make. So I thought that would be good for a Friday night because it'll be pretty simple to throw together. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope this motivated you or gave you some ideas for some recipes you might want to make. Like I said, you can find the blog post that goes along with this week's episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and there's links to any of the recipes that are mentioned here. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope to see you back here next week. Thanks for listening. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode, and don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.